With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Maryland Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen has met with Salvadorian Kilmar Abrego-Garcia while in El Salvador and says this situation isn't just about Abrego-Garcia. Quote, it's about protecting the constitutional rights of everybody who resides in the United States, unquote. President Trump isn't buying that one bit.
This is the man that the Democrats are wanting us to fly back from El Salvador to be a happily ensconced member of the USA family.
The president says Abrego-Garcia is not the man Democrats claim.
Abrego-Garcia, is that the one? Yeah. Is an illegal alien, MS-13 gang member, and foreign terrorist. This comes out of the State Department and very legitimate sources. I mean, I assume I'm reading, I'm just giving you what they handed to me.
206 illegal immigrants with criminal records have been arrested in the New York area by ICE agents. Those arrests came about during an operation from April 6th through the 12th. Officials say more than half those apprehended had criminal convictions or are currently facing charges for crimes such as murder and assault, and some were gang members. Also at SRNnews.com, Lisa Dwyer reports that more files related to the assassination of RFK have been opened.
About 10,000 pages of records related to the 1968 assassination of Robert F. Kennedy have been released, including handwritten notes by the gunman who said that the Democratic presidential candidate must be disposed of and acknowledged an obsession with killing him. The release continues the disclosure of national secrets ordered by President Donald Trump. Kennedy was fatally shot on June 5, 1968, at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, moments after giving a speech celebrating his victory in California's presidential primary. His assassin, Sirhan Sirhan, was convicted of first-degree murder and is serving life in prison. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A landmark ruling from a British court might change the LGBT debate. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Supreme Court of the United Kingdom has settled the matter within its borders. A woman is someone born as a biological female, and a man living as a woman does not qualify. The ruling concerns Britain's 2010 Equality Act, which sets out protections against discrimination. Pro-family advocates, feminist groups, and Christian leaders in the UK are cheering the historic decision. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri's Republican-led House has advanced a proposed constitutional amendment asking voters to repeal the abortion amendment they narrowly approved last year and instead ban most abortions with exceptions for rape and incest. The proposal won initial House approval by a vote of 94 to 50, with House Speaker John Patterson among those just two Republicans siding with Democrats in opposition. This is SRN News. One of the most beloved figures in college football broadcasting is calling it a career. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has the story.
Lee Corso's nearly four-decade run on ESPN's College Game Day is coming to an end. Corso, the longtime ESPN broadcaster and former coach, widely known for his endearing expressions and elaborate headgear picks, is set to retire after a career with the show that began in 1987, ESPN announced. The network said his final broadcast will be August 30th, week one of the 2025 college football season. The network added additional programming to celebrate Corso is also planned. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Add Michigan and Pennsylvania to the list confirming measles outbreaks this week. Nationwide, cases topped 700 Friday, and two children, one adult have died. New Mexico, Indiana, Kansas, Ohio, Oklahoma, and Texas have also had measles outbreaks. You'll find more stories online at srnnews.com.